In the center of the proposed almost 2-million-acre monument are the actual bear's ears, a prominent pair of buttes that are sacred to the Navajos. This mostly BLM land contains more than 100,000 cultural sites and includes place names familiar to most of Utah's backcountry enthusiasts: Cedar Mesa, Comb Ridge, Indian Creek, Valley of the Gods, Dark Canyon, and Grand Gulch. Leonard Lee, who lives in Aneth, says tribal members are concerned about continued looting of archaeological sites.
Bear ears in Cedar Mesa was something that hasn't been really being taken care of because of the BLM was saying that they're limited to their law enforcement. And there was a lot of looting and desecration and grave robbery, and a lot of these sites were destroyed, damaged.
The tribes also object to San Juan County's designation of energy corridors to promote uranium mining and oil and gas. Lee says the conservation ethic runs deep among Navajos and Utes.
There's a lot of stories to the bear ears by the elderlies, where there's the sacred places, where the holy springs are. The wind has a home in those caves and those canyon lands, and the talking rocks into those cliffs. And our belief as a traditional, you know, we respect anything within the mother nature and within the base of the mountain to the top of the mountain, and also the wildlife.
Bill Boyle, editor of the San Juan Record, supports the commissioner's decision to stick with the Bishop Public Lands Initiative.
Bear's ears, I don't know who dreamed it up, but it wasn't anyone local. A group of people who had never been here before, primarily, comes rolling in July and announces that they've decided what's going to happen.
Commissioner Phil Lyman defends the county's decisions.
And you can look at the proposals that were put out by all the different entities, and you'll see that they're not that different. For me, an overriding element of all the planning was that we agree on so much. Some people have a different agenda, and maybe they want to see some controversy that's not really there. Again, you can look at the proposals, and you'll see that Bear's Ears has not been, you know, excluded or neglected.
Rebecca Benali, the only Navajo on the commission, has come to agree that Bear's Ears is being proposed by outsiders.
It's not about being true Navajo. It's about representation of the true Utah grassroots people that are Navajo, that are in this county. And they just felt that Bear's, whether it was the Nebekea or Bear's Ears Coalition, wasn't a true representation of the Utah grassroots Navajo people.
Meanwhile, Bear's Ears has the support of the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance and other green groups, and according to a new poll, 2/3 of Utah residents. Reporting from San Juan County, this is John Kovash for UPR News.